Hi, this is NoahFairbanks.com doing an audio interview with Dr. Paul Nassif, part of a popular hit Bravo show, The Housewives of Beverly Hills. So, Dr. Nassif, thank you so much for joining me today and doing this audio podcast. Tell me, what has been the experience been like being on this hit reality show?
Well, you know, my wife and I have previous experience with being on reality shows. I was on Dr. 90210 in the past. And so, you know, number one, we're used to the cameras. So that wasn't that much of a surprise. I think my wife and I are pleasantly surprised, and we've actually enjoyed it. It's something, you know, when we look back on it, I think she just got asked by Andy Cohen, you know, are you happy you did it, and you know, did you enjoy it? And overall, it's been a very positive experience, I think, for both of us.
Right. Now, tell us, some of your favorite moments on the show. I mean, you know, obviously there's that scene in the limousine, where your wife was in the middle of the confrontation. Tell us your perspective of that whole incident.
Are you talking about the limo?
The limo incident and the allegation of Kim, et cetera. So tell us a little bit about your perspective about that.
Well, I mean, obviously, if you watch the show, there's been some poor communication and some, not getting along between Kim and Kyle, and especially Kyle thought that Kim wasn't sticking up for her at certain points. And that's where they kept showing back to that New York trip.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to tell you, after knowing Kim, I don't think Kim was doing anything intentional. I don't think Kim was not sticking up her sister, out of spite. I just think that when it comes to communication and confrontation, I think that Kim doesn't like that, like a lot of people don't, and maybe didn't really voice her opinion as much as she could have. But again, not out of, being trying to be spiteful, but just out of, I think, the uncomfortable nature of it.
Mm-hmm. Now, your wife has been, the voice of reason within the show, and I think most fans would agree with that. What is it about your family and your values that you have that has helped her become the voice of reason and the calming effect?
Now that last part, I heard about the voice of reason and the calming effect, but I did not hear the first part.
Yeah, what is it about her background or your family?
My wife?
Yeah, you and your wife and, the values that you espouse.
Well, I think a lot of this has to do, my wife, as long as I've known her, I've never really seen her, even with her girlfriends, argue about things. I don't want to use the word petty, but that, if there's a problem, whatever it is, if it's with me or with one of her friends, it's something that we address immediately, which you see on the show. That's why they call us little Bickersons.
Mm-hmm.
We deal with it, but we move on pretty quickly. We don't like, overall in our relationship, we don't like harboring things. We want to get it out and not sit on it week after week after week.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same thing for her when it comes to dealing with other, ladies. My wife just doesn't like getting entangled into, these, if you want to call them cat fights or whatever you want to call them, these poor communication issues, I think is a nice softer way to say it. She's not into that.
Mm-hmm.
She I haven't really seen her, get catty and have these arguments.
Mm-hmm.
That are petty. She just doesn't like that.
Right. Now, what about Camille and Kelsey? I mean, it's been one of the most public, breakups in a while. Your perspective of the whole, kind of sad public breakup between Kelsey and Camille.
Well, it's pretty sad for me because, Kelsey and Camille have been friends of ours for a while. And Kelsey and I would, talk before the show, and we both were on board with it, and we were trying to make our wives feel comfortable, and we would have dinner and go out and have a good time together. So I was very shocked that, this happened. Obviously, you know, leaving to go to New York, and maybe he had these plans and wasn't happy beforehand. But, I, you know, obviously, I don't know. I wasn't privy to that, you know, information of why it fell down the tubes pretty quick. Obviously, you know, there was things that I didn't know about. And I, and obviously, when you're on a big, you know, when you're on a show like this with a lot of, you know, reality show with a lot of viewers, you're actually now, the reason why it becomes so public, since it's reality, you're seeing Camille talk about her feelings. And you're seeing her deal with this, you know, for all the world to see. And so this is the most public way you can do it, because let's say if there were, if there wasn't a reality show going on, or, you know, one of those, you know, just have to do with the way they are, and because he's an actor, it obviously would have been in the press, but not this in depth. Mm-hmm. And I think being on a reality TV show really accentuates it, right. Puts it out there for everyone to see.
Right. Now, the house guests, you know, that, you know, the last show, you know, episode showed that he moved out. You know, do you believe his story? I mean, it seems like a far-fetched story about, you know, about being a son of a prostitute, et cetera. I mean, is that story believable to you? What's your perspective?
I mean, you know what? I'm going to try to switch phones here. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, yeah, it still seems low, but I'm sorry, now, what was believable?
You know, the infamous house guests that enjoyed the luxurious, you know, days, he was asked politely to leave, and he left.
Are you talking over at Lisa and Ken's house?
Yeah.
Cedric?
Yes.
Now, what do I think about him, them asking him to leave?
You know, I'm asking, you know, do you believe his story about his childhood?
Well, obviously, I mean, that's a hard question to ask because, you know, I mean, he seemed, when he was telling the story, when he was having dinner there and they were filming it, it seemed pretty sincere to me, mm-hmm. You know, and I'm the kind of the guy, I'm going to give everyone the benefit of the doubt, mm-hmm. and believe them until there's a reason for me not to believe them.
Right. What's been your favorite part of being on the show?
What's my favorite part?
Yeah, what's been the most memorable time that you had on the show?
Let me see. I think, for me, because I have to look at the fun things. You know, I don't like looking at the controversial things. I think it's our trip to Vegas. Mm-hmm. Not, I mean, the one we all went and we all had fun together, mm-hmm. All the husbands and wives. Mm-hmm. To me, going out and having dinner that one night at the Italian restaurant, Nove, mm-hmm. And all of us sitting around a big table talking about how we all met and relationships, you know, with our wives and all that. To me, that was the fun part.
Mm-hmm. Now, it seems like, you know, reality shows, it just gives us so much comfort in the middle of this horrible recession. You know, obviously not the average Jane or Joe can live the life of luxury like you folks do. You know, so can you give us some, you know, some tips on how people can make it through this recession?
Well, I have to tell you, you know, it's, even though things I feel are getting better for 2011, I think that the worst of it is over, but we're still not going to recover probably, you know, for quite a while to get back to the 2007 days. Every one of us have to, you know, cut down things, cut down our expenses, and be more frugal. And even because we have big houses and, you know, we live more of a different type of a lifestyle, we still had to cut back, just like everyone else in America, mm-hmm. or actually in the world. So everyone has to cut back, no matter what it is, you know, maybe not do as many vacations, you know, many are buying more stuff or buying, you know, different things. I think, if anything, you have to be more frugal with your money and just watch what you're doing and being more cautious. I think that the luxury items, for example, plastic surgery is a luxury item. Mm-hmm. That's what I do, obviously. And, you know, that's one of the first thing out of luxury items, you know, people slow down on. Mm-hmm. But now it's interesting, you know, the beginning of the end of 2010 to now, things have been very busy.
Yeah. The economy is obviously revving up. And, you know, as we're, you know, running out of time, I really appreciate you talking to me and being part of the show. So I'm looking forward to the next season.
Well, you know, anything you need, we're here for you. Make sure you send me a little link so I can look at your broadcast, and also you can been more than happy to do anything I can for you in the future.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Nassif.
My